In Storm Lake, Iowa, the search for the mother of an abandoned infant has led to a fight over medical privacy. In May, the body of a baby boy was found in the shredder of a recycling center. Authorities have been looking for his mother ever since. The investigation has included requests to hospitals and clinics for the names of women who had a positive pregnancy test between last August and May. Some records were turned over, but the Planned Parenthood clinic in Storm Lake refused, saying it was protecting the privacy of patients.
Last week, a judge subpoenaed Planned Parenthood's records, and yesterday the county attorney threatened to file contempt of court charges against Planned Parenthood of Greater Iowa. The attorney says the agency has until Friday to comply, or the director could face jail time. It's not clear whether the baby's mother ever went to Planned Parenthood or any other clinic for a pregnancy test, but Chuck Eddy, the sheriff of Buena Vista County, says the records could be critical to an investigation that so far hasn't turned up any good leads.
Basically, right now, we're just down to really nothing at it right now. We've pursued going through the trash, all the everything that was within the vicinity of the remains of the child there at the recycling center. We have any names and any clues or anything that we got from that. We have checked those out. We've checked with all the agencies here that would handle or have contact with some lady that was expecting, and have eliminated everybody that we can. We have gone through a couple of tips from the public. Those have checked out. And then we went from there to trying to find out ladies that were expecting. Then we started, you know, asking different organizations here, the hospitals and stuff, for lists of anybody within that.
Is it possible the person came from another area to commit the crime?
Well, yes, but we don't know that. And by getting some of these records, that's the process of elimination, is eliminating people that as suspects, you know.
Would you intend on interviewing each woman?
No. We have not even, I mean, even the records we got from the clinics and other people, just by talking with doctors and saying, do you remember so-and-so? She was expected. They could say, well, yeah, she expected. The baby is so-and-so. I saw him last week. They were eliminated. We never even had to talk to them. So.
Does this seem to you like a precise way to go about finding this one person?
It's about the only way we can go through.
You feel that this is all that's left you at this moment?
Well, it's just, you know, one more area that has not been checked. You know, if you don't get it checked, then there's a vacancy there. Could that mother be there? Possibly. Could she not be there? Possibly. You know, so how are we going to know unless we get it checked?
Chuck Eddy, sheriff of Buena Vista County in Iowa.
We wish we could help. We believe in what they're doing. They've asked us to do the impossible.
Jill June, director of Planned Parenthood of Greater Iowa, is the person who faces jail.
We believe that patient confidentiality and the rights to privacy are being attacked by this subpoena. When a woman comes into a clinic for a pregnancy test, she never imagines that her medical records would be turned over to the police. So it's really quite a frightening situation, and I think a dangerous one when it comes to maintaining privacy.
Now, prosecutors are arguing that records of pregnancy tests are not the same as medical records because the test does not need to be administered by a doctor.
Well, that's an absurd statement. You know, when any of us go in to see a doctor or a dentist or any health care provider, one of the first things we fill out is a medical history. That's handed to us by a clerk. That medical history is confidential. The doctor didn't hand it to you. The clerk did. It makes no difference. It's part of a medical record. It is absolutely confidential.
You know, on the other side, Jill, let me just ask you this. We were just talking to the sheriff. This is a pretty horrific
It's horrible.
Story, and there is a dead baby here. Why not help? Why not help try and find out what happened here?
Well, exactly. These are good people in Storm Lake. They're doing their job as best they can, and we don't fault them for that. We would like to help in any way that we could, but what they've asked us to do is wrong. If they had a specific suspect named and they wanted her medical record, we've worked with the police in many prior cases on circumstances just like that. An individual is named as a suspect. The records are subpoenaed. We contact the individual. They have a lawyer. It's all worked out. The records are transferred over. That's not the situation.
Jill June, director of Planned Parenthood of Greater Iowa. The clinic in Storm Lake has been subpoenaed for the records of women who had positive pregnancy tests as part of an investigation into the death of an abandoned baby.